Yes, poor girl.
Yes, where is she now?
I sent her back to bed. She was dreadfully pale.
I may need to speak to her later. Watson?
Ready?
Ready, very good. Now, the lamp, as you said, still flaring. This is near oil. Wick burned down to just under half its depth. And the fire not being lit. Dead man, fully clothed, but dressed in a hurry. Had his bed been slept at?
Yes, it had.
What time did he retire?
Well, just gone midnight. We sat up together. I tried to give him what comfort I could.
Dead man, leaning back in his chair, hands on the edge of the table. Spectacles pushed up onto his forehead, face turned toward the window.
Good Lord above. Could he have seen something out there, too?
Vicar, please. This is the time for facts, not speculation. Now, where was I? What's
a face turned toward the
window. Yes. Features distorted and twisted. Yes, exactly like those of his sister. Limbs convulsed. Fingers interlocked and... it's rigid. No perceptible odor. There's no staining of the skin. No visible wounds. Show me his bedroom. Watson, an envelope.
Quickly.
Here. Thank you. Excellent.
Any notes for up here?
No.
Oh, I can see Dr. Richard's carriage.
And then I suggest you go and wait for him while I take another look downstairs. Surely you've looked at that lamp enough.
Yes, almost, Doctor, almost.
Envelope, please. Thank you.
He's here. 60-ish. Not too strong. Old-fashioned. Set in his way. Typical small village country doctor.
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
Any last notes? Yes. One moment, my dear fellow. What did I miss?
I wasn't looking at the doctor. This windowsill is far more interesting.
What have you found?
What I expected to find.
Holmes!
And that, I think, is everything.
Is it finished?
Exactly as you ordered.
Splendid. Good walk?
Yes. Most productive.
Good.
Your result. This lamp is the exact duplicate of the one in Tregennis's room. It's the only sort they stock in the village shop. The oil?
Same thing. As supplied to the vicarage.
Yes, excellent. Yes. And the timings?
From a full reservoir of fuel, the oil runs out after 2 hours and 30 minutes. That's when the wick starts to catch. It takes another 15 and a half minutes, give or take the odd second, for the wick to be burnt down as far as this.
Exactly the same amount of charring as on Tregennis's lamp.
So the maximum time that one could have been burning was 2 hours and 45 minutes.
We were there at 9. Subtract 2 and 3/4 hours and we get 6:15 in the morning.
And that's the earliest the lamp could have been put on.
Well after first light.
Exactly.
The lamp was lit when no lamp was necessary. Well done, Watson. Your usual invaluable help.
Thank you. But I have to confess, I'm no nearer a solution. Why was the lamp lit?
Ask yourself this. What are the common factors in both tragedies?
The expressions of horror, the twisted limb.
What else?
The victims were related.
What else?
Both occurred in closed rooms.
Excellent. Two more parallels.
I can't see them.
Exactly. Concentrate on another sense.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
The atmosphere in each room.
By God, you're right. The air at the Tregennis's was awful. The doctor felt ill, and so did the housekeeper.
And so did the vicar's maid, and so did I, even hours afterwards, and with the windows open. Oh, you were most solicitous about my cough and the fine...